You're listening to Football Indonesia. Hi, welcome to another edition of Football Indonesia. Before we start, just want to say thanks for listening, first of all, and remember to subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow my other podcast, Sports Content Strategy. That's the name of my company. I work in digital and social media, helping out rights holders, players, clubs, leagues develop themselves on digital and social media. Contact me via my website, mrrichardclark.com. You can also follow me on social. I'm at Mr. Richard Clark. E on the end of Clark. At Mr. Richard Clark on all social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can also follow Sports Content Strategy if you want to as well. Anyway, let's move on and I'll allow this week's guest to introduce himself.
My name is Goran Gancev. I'm a professional football player. Currently, I'm living and playing in Indonesia. So I'm here also already for around 6 or 7 years with some breaks playing outside of Indonesia. Like I said before, we met in Surabaya last time, 2015, 2017. Last year. Like I say, I'm 35 years, currently play for one of the best clubs in Sumatra. The club is called Sriwijaya. It's like a pride of South Sumatra, because Sumatra is like the biggest island in Indonesia, and is divided by regions, South region, East region, and North region. North region is PSMS Medan, my first club from 2012.
And we're sitting in the middle of Palembang by a big pond, by a shopping mall, traffic in the background. You've been here for 2 months now, so how have you found Sriwijaya and how have you found Palembang?
Yes, I'm exactly around 2 months and a half. Yes, like I say, I'm playing in Indonesia quite long, and some of my teammates and coach and managers asked me to join this summer in Sriwijaya, but we know Sriwijaya is one of the best clubs in Indonesia. It's like top five clubs in Indonesia. After I get information from the club, sure, I decide to come in Palembang. You play for the team. It's like a half season contract.
You play for loads of clubs in Indonesia. How did you first come here?
The first coming is 2012. Actually, my flight was for the Christmas, 25th of December. So I coming just, I say, okay, I play at the time in Croatia. I say, okay, I come to see Indonesia first. I was not sure if I stay in Indonesia or not, because, you know, Asia is quite far. And it's like a big question for us, like European players. Okay, I was coming December. I meet with the team, with the coach. That time coach was Italian coach Fabio Lopez. He introduced me with the team, with the facility, with the project. And I accept to change my football career.
Yeah, it was a big change because you're born and brought up in Macedonia, but you'd already started moving around. You played in Bosnia and you played in Bahrain and you played in Croatia. So just quickly, because it's a long story, tell us the story before you came to Indonesia and your background.
Yeah, I started my career, I started in Macedonia from the around 10 years. I was training from the young category, all the young category until 16 years, and on my 17 years I signed a professional contract with that time a big club in Macedonia, Rabotnički. They have some project to collect all the best national team players from young categories in Macedonia. After 4 years spent in Rabotnički, I was playing in the few other clubs in Macedonia, top league. And my first outside club from Macedonia was moving in Bosnia-Herzegovina, the team from Sarajevo. At that time, the team was the champion of Bosnia-Herzegovina and we played for the Champions League qualification. 1 year in Bosnia, my next move was in Croatia. The team of Inter Zaprešić. It's a team from the team who played very famous players like Modric, Eduardo, the defender from Liverpool,
Lovren. You can't remember his name.
Lovren. Oh, I know. Dejan Lovren. Quite a good players. I stayed there for 6 months and I play sometimes I was on the bench and suddenly get a quite interest offer in December in the winter transfer window from Indonesia. And like I say, I was 26, 27 years and I should decide I continue in Europe or continue in a different area in the world. That was my movement in Indonesia, 2012 in Medan. After Medan, playing 2 years in Indonesia, I moved in Bahrain for a 7 month contract. It was a quite good offer and I decided to move in Bahrain. After Bahrain, I back again in Indonesia.
What were your first impressions of Indonesia?
It was a little bit shock. You know, it's a quite different culture shock for everyone who coming for the first time in Indonesia. But luckily I have a good coaching and a good teammates who helped me a lot to adaptation, because adaptation is very important for the football player. If you are surrounded by the good friends around you, your adaptation will be quite good, because there was already a long time in Indonesia. But like I say, you are facing with a quite different culture, quite different mentality, a lot of traffic, a lot of motorcycle, very different food. But every player who is coming to Indonesia should be ready for the accepting everything. You cannot change the environment in Indonesia. You must adapt to this environment.
Because you were saying before that some people look almost down on Indonesian football and say you're stepping a level down, but you always talk about the fact that you have to look after yourself so much in this environment and there's so many challenges.
Yes.
Means it's harder. Just explain what you mean.
Yeah, you know, when the football players listen about Indonesia, they think, oh, it's what kind of football? They play football or not? But when you come in here, you will see that it's not easy to play Indonesian football. There is, like I say, a different culture, different mentality around you, new environment, different food. It's a quite big challenge for everyone. So you will face this with a lot of problems. So you must be ready to resolve every problem step by step. If you mean about this. And like my challenge in Indonesia first time, 2012 in Medan. Yeah, I just come after 1 week. I traveling with plane for 4 hours for the game. That is a quite long traveling. Even you're outside from your house for a week. Maybe sometimes you play 2 games on the way. So you're just traveling from one island to another island. And you're back home just a little bit tired.
You've moved around to so many clubs: Borneo and Gresik and Rema. And a few others I've forgotten. Semen Padang.
Yes. I moved from island to island.
You moved from island to island. So why have you moved so much? Why have you not stayed at one club? Is it just opportunities?
Like I say, Indonesia is it's a little bit difficult to stay in one club. There is always changing in the coaching staff. There is always changing in the management staff. And like I say, I coming in the average team. And I'm always looking for the new opportunity for the getting a better team and getting a better team, of course. And I'm looking always with the new teams, because after my first team, who was honestly is a good team, but at that time was an average team with average quality, I got the opportunity going to join a very famous team, Persebaya from Surabaya, who is located in Java, East Java. It's one of the top three clubs in Indonesia. It's very famous with huge supporters. That's why that was a quite big challenge for me. And I accept this offer, 2013. That's why after 2014, I moved in Bahrain. I played in Bahrain for 1 year, 7 months actually. After moving back from Bahrain, I moved in Semen Padang. The Semen Padang is club from Sumatra also. Because you get the offer by coordination with your manager, your agents. They say, Goran, this moment, there's three clubs interest for you. You should train. You should choose which club is suitable for you. You play in which island, because Indonesia is surrounded by 5,000 islands. That is five major islands, which is located the clubs. So that's why you're moving 1 year from one club to another club. So next year, you get a new opportunity, new call up from some other clubs, just moving from clubs to clubs. It's very difficult in Indonesia to stay one player in one club. It's quite difficult. Also, the contract is always 1 year. You never get the contract for 2 years. It's only 1 year contract with after ending the contract, so you were talking with the other opportunity clubs or the same clubs who extend the contract or choose another club. But until now, I always choose another club.
What's been the highlight of your Indonesian time? Because you won one of the cups with Arema.
Yeah, Arema.
Is that the highlight?
Yes. I think the best success is Arema 2016. Yeah, Arema is one of the biggest clubs in Indonesia. At that time, the coach was from Bosnia and Herzegovina, and the team was quite good. It was around 5 foreign players, but the local players in Indonesia was also national team players. We won the pre-season. Bayangkara Cup is organized by the police of Indonesia. It's like a pre-season tournament, but very, very important tournament for the teams. We won the police tournament. Before that, we was third position of the Kalimantan tournament. It's a counting tournament organized by the island of Borneo, by the government of Borneo, by the regional government of Borneo. We was on third position. We won the Bali United Club, which is organized by the Bali Club in Bali Island. It's a very famous tourist place. So after start the competition, we was always in the top, but in the end, the last game, we played draw home with Persib Bandung, so we lose the title. We finished second position. The champion become Persipura, Jayapura. I was chosen this season like three best defenders in the league by the total statistic from Bola Indonesia. And one of the five foreign best players to make a good situation in Liga Indonesia.
Why do you think so many Eastern Europeans come to Indonesia? Because there's lots of them. Lots of them are managers, actually. But yeah, there are a lot of, I'm not sure where they all come from in Eastern Europe, but you talk about Bosnians, and I think there's been some Croatians in the past. So is this just the economics of football that you're forced out of your country?
Yeah. The first reason is economic. It's economy. Actually, the agent is, my agent is from Indonesia. He's one of the famous Indonesian agents. And we are working for almost for 2012 and 2018, is 6 years. We're working together, and he's quite honestly, that's why I continue to work with him. Actually, he's my first contact. He contacted me by some other people, suggest, okay, there is a need for defender. Usually, they contact myself by social media or some direct message by WhatsApp. They give you your condition. That's the relationship. The first reason is, of course, is the economic side.
Because when you first came out here, you said at 27 you were making perhaps a crossroads in your career, because you played for some big teams in Montenegro and Bosnia. You've been under 21, capped as well.
Macedonia. Montenegro is our neighbour.
Sorry, wrong one. I've committed a huge faux pas there. Sorry about that. I'll leave it in though. So you've been capped. You played for big Macedonian clubs. Were you worried that you'd be forgotten in Europe?
No.
And you was taking it too much of a step down, or what?
What I see, but in Macedonia or Croatia or Bosnia, the quality is quite good. But from the financial side, you are not satisfied in the right moment. So for myself personally, I'm always looking for the better. I'm always looking to going in a better club, in a better environment, to grow like a player. Also, I look, new challenges in my life. I'm like this player, like this, who always take new challenges, who never afraid to choose something new.
And last year you were with Gresik. You left Gresik and then went back to Macedonia and played for Pandev's club. Yeah, so just tell us the story of that.
After joining Arema 2017, I changed the club, going to Gresik. It's the same, it's Area East Java. I played for Gresik until the half season. And I get a newborn with my wife, we get a child, and I want to be close with them. Before my wife always accompanied with me in Indonesia, but now with the newborn child, we decided to stay in Macedonia because the child is to grow there for the first year, to not move with the child. I decided to back in Macedonia, and I got a call from the Academy Pandev. The Academy Pandev owner is a famous Macedonian player, the most famous Macedonian player, Goran Pandev, the former player of Inter, became champion in Liga, champion Europe, player of former player of Napoli, of Lazio, Galatasaray, and now the current player of Genova. He's building a huge project, building an academy in Macedonia, and the academy, and the first senior team who suddenly get promoted from second division to first division. And the team is full with the young players, especially from the own academy, who want to promote and grow the players, and selling the players is normal, like for the financial benefits. And I choose to go back to Macedonia and to join the team, to help the team to get the better results in the first league in Macedonia. The first league in Macedonia. It was a historical first league in Macedonia. I was there for 1 year. After the finish the contract, I got the call up from my current club, Sriwijaya. I say, okay, I think it's enough. I need to back one more season in Indonesia. And I bring my family also here in Palembang.
How important is that? You're bringing your family out. It's the first time you brought them out, right?
Yes.
So it's the first time you brought them out. So is that going to make a big difference to you in your life?
Yes, it's a huge difference. When I got the child, my life it totally changed. So my child's kind of the priority of my life now. So I'm looking for him. What is the best for him? I'm looking for him. So the football suddenly become the second part of priority in my life.
And Sriwijaya, they had difficult start, lost a lot of players, and then the noise here is crazy. But there we go. So we've got the train going over, we've got our sirens, we've got the kids talking. This is going to be a fantastic podcast, but we'll stick with it.
Yeah,
it's not a perfect environment, I have to admit, but Indonesian football isn't a perfect environment, so that fits. But Sriwijaya lost a load of players. They were supposed to be one of the teams this year, lost a load of players for whatever reason, and then they had to bring in a whole new set. So how's the team recovered? How have you found it being back and sort of organising that team? Because you're always the guy that organises everything. You even organise getting the coffees now. You're that guy, aren't you?
So, yeah, Sriwijaya lost about 9 core players and the coach in the middle of the season. And this was one of the reasons of I'm joining Sriwijaya. They called me, actually. Some ex-teammate, my manager called me to join Sriwijaya, yes. It was a losing of 9 core players, but they also bring 9 new players. We don't know the reason. I don't want to go inside the reason of the losing of these players. That's a political of the club. But like I say, the first game we won. The second game and third lose. The fourth we take a draw. The team is still new, new and new coach. We're still going better and better by every game and hoping to finish the season with a satisfactory results. I'm hoping, because Sriwijaya is the pride of South Sumatra. It's a quite big club, supported by a lot of huge supporters.
Yeah, because until those last few results, you were too far down the table.
Yeah.
And
we are actually close to the up, close to the down.
Yeah, it's very close.
5 points to the five position and 5 points to the bottom position.
But it would be, I don't like using the word disaster, but it would be a disaster if a club like Sriwijaya goes down for this city and almost for the leagues. They're a big team.
Yeah, we are working hard now. We are working hard to avoid the relegation. It will be a big disaster, not like a club, also like players, because we are not coming here. Our target was from third until fifth position around this. Now our target is going down from 5 until 10. That's the communication with management, because it's really, you must be realistic in the targets. You're losing your half team, your core team in the middle of the season. It's quite difficult. And you have only 10 days to prepare the new team. But we are working hard. We are surrounded by good quality players. It's just a matter of time when we're starting to get the better results. I'm sure we will get the better results.
What do you make of the league this year? The clubs, I mean, Persib have been flying. Persija are up there. Bali are up there. How do you think it's going to pan out with 10 games or so to go?
What I see from my experience, this league is one of the best leagues in the last 7 years. I mean, for the quality, the all teams is actually equal. There is a very small difference between the quality and the result. There is always surprise. The last team can beat even the first team. So I give advantage this year to become a champions like Persib Bandung. They have a quite good team. Persib Bandung, also PS Makassar, Persija, Bali United, Bayangara, Madura United. You cannot forget Madura United. My former team, Arema and Persebaya, they are a good team, but I think this year they cannot be in the top three. So these five clubs, Persib Bandung, Persija, Bayangara, Bali, Madura and PS Makassar will be fighting for the championship, or the top three.
And you say, when you said it's the best leagues in the last seven, do you mean because it's exciting or the standard is high?
Organization of the league is also it's going quite well. Okay. For me, my personal opinion, the league in Indonesia, especially the organization in the Liga and Federation, is going better. And my opinion is will be much better in the future. The league is growing. We cannot separate, and the supporters also, you know, the Indonesian stadiums are full of supporters. It's normal to get 50,000 in the game, 60,000 in the game, like you play a Champions League in Europe. So also the infrastructure is going better. Some clubs are starting to invest in infrastructure. I hope in the near future, maybe in around 5 to 10 years, Indonesia League will be very attractive for the European country.
In what ways has it changed since you first came to Medan?
The changes is in the quality of the players. The changing is in the organizer of the league. The changing is on the structure of the league. Also the structure of the clubs. The changing is in the organization of the club. Now they're looking more to attract sponsors, to satisfy the supporters, to open fan shops. I cannot say many things, but I'm looking at quite good benefits.
Has Surajaya developed? Because obviously there was the Asian Games in Palembang a couple of months ago, last month. Have you seen that affect Surajaya, and what sort of shape are Surajaya in comparison to some of the very progressive clubs like Bali and Persib and things like that?
Yeah, you know, Bali, Persib are very progressive clubs. But Sriwijaya get a very positive condition from the Asian Games, who was held last month. For the Asian Games was built a huge complex. Huge complex include the stadium, with a new, not new stadium, but upgrade stadium, with upgrade facility for the basketball, for the fitness, for the athletic, for volleyball. That's a station, stationary in one complex, who can be a very huge benefit for not only the football of Palembang, also the other sports. There is a huge benefit for the future young generation, for the team, for the pride of Palembang.
Of course, we're in a break at the moment because of the unfortunate death of a fan at the Persib versus Persija game. Tragedy, of course, we all know that. It's one of the huge negatives of Indonesian football. There's so many upsides. There's things we could improve, but this is the one thing that is going to be an anchor holding it back, isn't it? Unless we sort out this fan violence.
Yes. It's happened. I'm sorry. We cannot allow it to happen, something like this. But in Indonesian football, happened last week, some death. So it caused the league to stop or to delay the league for we don't know what, how many times, maybe for 2 or 3 weeks. They must to improve about security on the stadium, security outside the stadium. They must to use the social media to teaching the supporters, because this is actually just football. We play for supporters, we play to enjoy supporters, we play to enjoy the community, but we don't play to have a negative impact, to have some deaths on the stadiums. That's a huge negative for football in Indonesia. But I hope in the near future, that will be avoided. There will be much less things happen like this.
On the pitch, what else would you improve? I mean, everyone I know has got ways to improve Indonesian football. There's lots of things that need to be improved. We all like it. It's very exciting. But what would you change if you were in charge of it, if you could?
I will start to change from young categories. It's very important. When you build a house, you're building from the bottom. So it's the same in the football. when you want to change something, you must start from the bottom. It will be a long process, but you start with the school, teaching the young adult, the young boys, the child, for the better life, for the better understanding. The social life should be improved also. If you talk about sticking for the football, I will start to open the young academy, if you want to see the huge progress in the Asian football, because there is a huge prospect in the Asian football for the future. Everybody in Indonesia loves football. It's a 250 million people living in this country. Every child you see like a football. You see in the street, he play football. You see in the outside street, on the land, he play football. In the school, they play football. There is huge potential in this country, but they must start to invest in the young categories. We invest in the infrastructure of the every corner of the city, of the park, of village, to make some field to play these young categories. Also to invest in the coaches. Someone must teach these players. And about the stadium, they must every club should invest something in the stadium to improve the condition of the stadium, to improve the performance, the condition during the game, during the training. But there is a space to improve. There is space to improve. Always there is space to improve.
And really, football is so important in this country that you can actually use football to improve the country in the way that sport can bring a country together. It can also divide cities but bring it together, and you almost get the sense that there's Indonesia's growing so rapidly, developing so rapidly, football could be the thing that drags the country up in a positive way if it were to be invested correctly. And we've seen that with Macedonia, places like this where obviously they're relatively new countries in global terms, and yet football's kind of given them identity in a sense. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, yes, of course. The football in Indonesia, sure, they have a good perspective. They can have a very good impact on the economy side of Indonesia, of Southeast Asia. We speak for Southeast Asia. They say like Indonesia is the most famous country where the stadiums are most fulfilled with the supporters from all Southeast Asia. We compare with Malaysia, with Thailand, with Vietnam, there is not like huge supporters in the stadium who support their team, who support their players. You see, we can walking during the mall now, someone come to go around, someone to make photos, everybody recognize you. So can be the football in Indonesia can have a good impact on the economy side of the country.
And do the foreign players over here play a role in that? Because I don't mean to be disrespectful to Indonesian players, but the foreign players that come over have got much more experience. They seem a little bit more aware of the gameplay, the shape of the game and things like that. And we've seen this in other sports where foreign players come into a sport. It happens in cricket in England. You wouldn't know this, but it happens in England in a sport like cricket where they used to, a club would buy a big foreign player not only to improve the team, but to help the development of the other indigenous players. And so the foreign players have got an important, can play an important role.
Yeah, the foreign players, especially in the media, it's very important. Every club investing in the foreign player, it's every club have a maximum allowance for foreign players. Sure, their impact is to be a rule for the local players in Indonesia, for domestic players, but also to be a rule for the young players from any community of Indonesia, not only in the football, just a normal supporter, just a child. Every child look a foreign player like a rule, how should look the professional football player, how should look an athlete, not only for football player, how should look a normal man, a normal people, who can have a positive impact of the life of the Indonesian community.
And what about you? Because, no disrespect, but you are getting on for a footballer, you're 35, and by that time you're always thinking about where you are in your career, what you want to do next.
Yeah.
But you're going to stay in football, right?
Yeah. I'm getting now 35, last August. Yeah, my age is, I'm happy, I can say thanks to God, you keep me healthy until 35 years, so it's not... I'm trying to keep my condition, my personally, I think maybe I can play 1 year more on the highest level. And after that, I'm thinking from now, where is my way? There is a big question in my mind. I'm still not clear where is my main. I will continue in the football like a coach. I will continue in football like a working in the club, working like an agent, like a manager, because I have a huge experience in playing football in a lot of countries, in a lot of clubs. I have experience with me. But I can talk about this after 1 year, maybe, when my mind will be more clear what is going on next step. But personally, I will play maybe 1 more year in a high professional level. After that, I will decide.
When the time comes, because it comes to every player, when the time comes to say goodbye to playing, how hard do you think that will be for you?
Oh, it starts to scare me from now. Not from now, from the last maybe 1, 2, 3 years. Always when I stay at home and I'm alone, I'm thinking about this. What is after? You know, there is a lot of study after football career will finish. The football player is going to the some position where he don't know where is he. In the football life, in the professional life, you're training hard, you play games, you go sleep, you're tired, you go sleep easy. So the time is going very fast. But now when it's near to your career, when you should decide, oh, what is next step? Maybe you give for you for 6 months for free, but what after this? So, of course, it's a little bit difficult question. It's a little bit stress for the every person, not only football player. When you're changing your profession, it's quite stressful in the life. But well, like I say, you must be prepared for everything. Your mental is very, the rule is very huge rule for mentally.
But your character, I know you a little bit, and we've been having coffee this morning. And one thing is clear, you always want to improve yourself.
Yeah, that's very important.
And you always want to look after people. Yeah. I've seen this before. We had a meal in Surabaya and you were looking after everyone and you haven't let me pay for anything today. You look after people and you want to self-improve. So where in football does that leave you? Because does that leave you as a coach? Does that leave you as an agent? It could do, because they could do. But you've got to find something in football that fits your character, otherwise you're not going to be happy and you're not going to do your most.
Yeah, my character is like this, yeah? I'm a little character who always want to be improved, always looking for the new challenge, never afraid about the new challenge. I'm always want to help the people, always. I'm always looking for someone in doing in the training to help the player. Oh, I say, okay, please make this is better for you, but show the way how to make this one. If you're talking about this, so I can look myself like a coach, huh? But another way, I'm thinking, oh my God, I'm 20 years professional football player, every day for training. Every weekend, you never get a free weekend. Every weekend, you must prepare for the game. You don't go outside with your friends to take a late dinner. You give a game, you have a stress before the game. If you win the game, your stress will go down. But if you lose the game, your stress is going up. So I think, what happens if I go again in the coach stuffing? Maybe again stress. But what if I go in the management of the football, maybe in the other things, there is other ways on the football, it's not only the coach. Maybe you're going in the management of the team, maybe consulting in the team, maybe it's sport director. Maybe outside of the football, I'm also thinking about to forget the football to go other way. I also have something in my mind about this, but I cannot open now.
That's the loudest motorbike in the world. God knows I'm going to get this audio through. Anyway, looking back on your career, because as you say, you may only be a year or two from the end, who knows. Any regrets?
Regrets? Any regrets? Very good question, huh? No. Not regrets. For the football, no.
No?
For the football, generally not regrets, but of course, in my career, there is regrets in the football. There happen some moments who I make in my life that, sure, if I'm looking now back in the past, sure, I will make another way. Who can make a better impact on my football career? Sure. Every player, every person in his life can make a mistake. We are mistakeable. Who don't make a mistake, he cannot improve. Nobody. You cannot say me that someone not make a mistake. If you not make a mistake, you not accept the challenge. Sure. I have some mistake, like normal. At this time, I think that's right. But if I look now from this direction, sure, I get some regrets. But this regret is not some who can change, who can stop my life. I have to say to say, oh, I make a big mistake. That's a small regret who can change my direction of my career.
And one of the big things for sportsmen that I always speak to is the question they ask themselves is, have I got the maximum out of my ability? Now, you could have stayed in Macedonia and maybe ended up playing in a lower division or whatever and taken an easy route. In many ways, coming to Indonesia is the hard route, right? So you've made some hard choices, but do you feel you've got the maximum out of your ability? Because that's what every sportsman wants.
Oh, I don't think I get maximum.
No?
No, I think I can reach in my football career, if we talk about football, even better career. But like what I say, there is no return back, there is no pass. Sure, listen, I come in Indonesia with one in my mind. There is rarely players from Europe to play in Indonesia. So when I come in Indonesia, I say, okay, I come in Indonesia, I see. But when I come, I see there is huge perspective in Indonesian football. Indonesian football is very huge perspective, very good, sweet future for football in Indonesia, for life in Indonesia, especially for the European football player, for European, East European football player. It's very good impact. In my age, 26, the player from East Europe should choose. He is capable to play in West Europe in the top five leagues, or you're not, you will go far east when you get a new life, quite good challenges, quite good economy side. So that's why I decided to go on the far east.
And good for your character as well, because you get to travel, you live in a different place.
Different place.
You use your career to develop your personality.
My personality. I'm very happy. Maybe you said can have some regrets, but I'm also, on other side, I'm very happy God gave me a chance to come to Indonesia, because it's not easy to come to Indonesia. Because you learn a many new things. Your personality is growing. You look at other things you never imagined when you're in Europe. So your life is now, my life is now quite openly about my mind thinking.
Just finally, I suppose.
We can talk all day.
No, you can talk all day.
It's nice.
Well, I'm asking you different questions. We start on the information stuff and then we get on the thoughts. But, you know, I just think about Indonesian football, and you're almost one of the people that Indonesian football needs, because you've got a wider perspective. You're not, you're thoughtful, and you want the best. You care about Indonesian football. You wouldn't have spent so long if you didn't care.
Yeah.
We've all got frustrations with it because we all know it can be better. And we're frustrated because we all care about it. I'm here 2 years.
Yeah.
I care about it. I'm frustrated because you think, oh, just do this and it'll be better. Just do that and it'll be better. Fans don't do that. Players don't do that. You know, so do you think you could, if you were to stay in Indonesian football, you could add a lot to it?
Add
a lot to Indonesian football, have a positive influence if you were to stay in it as a coach, as an agent, as a administrator, as a whatever.
Sure. If I stay for the future in Indonesia, I can get a positive impact on the football. I can try to give my best for the growing of the football in Indonesia. If you mean about this, sure, Indonesian football has a huge potential. Actually, I like the Indonesian football. That's why I'm back here always in Indonesia. I play almost for six years in Indonesia, almost for five different clubs in Indonesia. What I see, there is a quite good space for developing for football for Indonesia. And there is good talented players in Indonesia. There are really good talented players in Indonesia who can teach it on the right way, who can teach it to be a leader in this Southeast Asia region, to become the better football station of all this Southeast Asia, even in Asia. If you compare with Korea, Japan, in the future they can reach the same level. Because we know the Indonesian economy is also rapidly growing, the infrastructure is rapidly growing. It's very important for football also to get good infrastructure, good economy. So if personally myself, in the future, if there is an opportunity, I can see myself in the Indonesian football also.
But everyone talks about the potential. I talk about the potential. But how is it going to be achieved? It still seems so far away. It doesn't seem to get any nearer, you know?
The things are going slowly, yes, it's going slowly. We must use a lot of energy about this, not only be like a personality. Everyone involved in the football Indonesia should give his maximum for the better of the football of Indonesia, everyone. This country is huge, you cannot change it. You cannot change 250 million people at once. There is need a time of method, time. Trying to improve everything. Like in life. But I can see myself in the future of Indonesia for sure. Sure.
We'll end it there. Vessi, the donuts. All right, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for it's my glad to meet you also. Take a time. It's our second time to meet.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
I hope in the future also we can talk again.
Yeah.
For the better things.
Better things, absolutely.